Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God, He does love us, and He speaks to us in the heart. He shows us things that's coming down time, down the road. I love it. Helps us prepare. We have to pay attention. If we listen now, we can be a greater asset to the Lord. We can help people live. Not only survive this thing, but thrive. We can help them do it. We can't do it for them, and we can't make them do it. But as we yield to the Lord, He'll show us what needs to happen. A long time ago, back in the early 90s, He taught me that. Or 80s. It may have been as far back as the late 80s. The Lord taught me that if you want to make great change, if you want to do something greater in a greater way, the difference between success and failure is you have to change a few things in what you do every day. I was telling that to a friend of mine way back then. I'll never forget it because the wisdom was perfect. And when you think about it, people that finish school, start a business, they do these things day by day. And it takes a portion of that time every day. It's kind of like one man may work two jobs. He'll work one job and then go to another job. While the other person is a student and may work part-time. They may live a meager life. They may live with their parents. They may have roommates, cut down costs. And they make it. They become doctors. They go to medical school. They may become a nurse and then work their way through medical school. In about 4 years, they'll be done with nursing school. Then they can, or whatever they do. And they can continue to work and do some more years and become a doctor. And then they can work one job and make a lot more money for the same amount of time. Or they start a business. They take time and learn it. Work for somebody else as an apprentice, get better at it. And then they find a void that they can fill and they start a business. And they supplement it with a job until they get strong. And then they eventually don't have to have the job anymore. They can be fully in business. Wisdom makes the difference. And then what you're willing to sacrifice. And before you know it, your goal is realized. Everything that you do, whatever you're going to do, it takes time. It doesn't happen all at once. Even as you learn the Lord's will, learn how to follow Him. You receive Him. You know, some people have elements of what you need. You can receive. You can learn from them and learn how they did it. And you can do it. And then the Holy Spirit will guide you in the all truth. One thing I noticed about the Lord, He's not wasteful. If He alerts you to somebody that has something that you need, He instead of Him telling you, He wants you to see them. And a lot of people don't know this. This is why they miss their visitation. Sometimes you have the people you need around you and you can learn from them. But pride won't let you do it. That's one of the benefits of getting rid of pride and walking in the perfect love of God. I learned that you can learn from anybody. And sometimes the Lord will, He watches to see whether you have pride in you or not, or anything that's not of God. And before you can proceed forward, you have to deal with things that's not. We don't just receive God's word, we reject. A lot of people say repent, turn from the world's way. No, reject the world way. Reject the worldly way. Repentance sounds good on paper, but if you turn from it and it's still on your mind, that's not complete. When you reject it, it's not even a thing.
we don't just, we should have taught it this way a long time ago. Receive God's word and reject the words of the serpent. Don't let it be a consideration. Don't let it pop up on you. Totally reject everything that's not of God. It's easier. Now, I've done it all. I've repented, then things will pop up on me and I repent again. And usually in my thought life, I had to deal with things. And it became such a problem, I brought it to the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't know how to deal. I don't know how to kill it. Everything that's of Satan can be destroyed right off the bat. No matter what it is, no matter how used to it you are, no matter how family members have embraced it, no matter what other people think, when people have conviction, they talk louder. They're trying to force you into what they're doing or what they want. But you don't have to receive what other people have received. You don't have to agree with what other people agree with. And when people agree with something wrong, they depend on other people to help them agree with it. When you write, you don't have to have anybody to agree with. You don't. If you're convinced of what's true, you don't need anybody else's opinion. Once the Lord reveals something to me, that's the truth. That's just the way it is. And people have to learn to deal with it or not. But once I learn better, I'm not going back to worse. Because I learned that if you can embrace what's better and reject what's worse. Rejection is a good thing. Job, he feared God and he rejected evil. He shunned it. He loved God. He feared God. And he rejected evil. To the point that he became much wiser than his friends. Now watch this about Job. There's something people read over they don't catch. Job's friends was not his age. They were older than his father. They were much older than his father. They were the sons of Ishmael and Esau. And they had children. They were older, much older than his father. Job's father was Issachar. He's the son of Jacob. Jacob was Job's grandfather. Now, when you have that kind of intelligence, people don't always make friends with people that will do what most people won't do what Job did. If you love God, or he feared God, if you fear God and reject evil, a lot of things change. Some people, they want to be sneaky, but you reject being sneaky. Job had a covenant with his eyes. He made an agreement not to lust after women with his eyes. This was in the discourse. See, Satan was so focused on getting Job, his pride told him he could get Job to curse God to his face. And he was wrong because Job rejected evil. And also, he was wise. He pointed out the fact that he needed a lawyer, a mediator, to mediate between God and man. He had understanding. Only a person of understanding can do that. He developed this way because he rejected evil. He didn't play with it. There's a lot of things you can't learn when you allow darkness in your life. When you reject it, the things of God can become plain as day to you. And what happens, you become wiser in your dealings, wiser in your ways, wiser in your thoughts, when other people don't. And that causes people to, of your own age group, to draw back. Because when you walk in the light, you can live a lonely life. When you reject evil, when you don't laugh at cross jokes, when you don't go along to get along, you still love, you're still very loving, you're still nice, you're still kind, you still have humor, you're still a person. But when people are not willing to reject darkness, it can cause them to feel uncomfortable in your presence. And they'll just deal with somebody else. But you will attract people that's doing the same thing. And you will, Job did attract somebody. He attracted people that wanted to do what's right. The foolish people didn't want anything to do with it, but the people that wanted what was right did. Those who would not reject darkness, they may have been good people. They did come around. Job's brothers came around after everything was over. His own brothers didn't come around while he went through the storm. But his friends stayed with him. They were attracted to him before all things went south, and they stuck with him when things did go south. They just thought that he sinned, but he didn't. Not on that term, not like they thought. They didn't speak with as much wisdom as Job did. But their knowledge was revealed while they were trying to help their friend in their own way. And Satan didn't realize, he didn't focus on that part. God gave us a lot of good information through the discourse of Job and his friends that thought he was a secret sinner. And the condition of man was explained. Now Job, Paul picked it up. The plight of Job is no different than Romans chapter 7. But Job was longing for chapter 8, life in the spirit. He threw himself on God's court. He didn't know chapter 8, but he knew that God is good and just and kind and loving. And he did not understand why all this stuff happened against him, but he knew that God was true to him. And he didn't charge God falsely, and he did not deny God and curse God to his face, like Satan thought. Proud people are always wrong about everything. If they get over, they just deceive somebody. They are not right in their ways and their thoughts and their opinions. It's all balled up. And they can't produce life. That's why pride is so deadly. You have to reject it. And people that don't reject it are controlled by it. People that get in pride get in fear. People that get in fear, they're driven to darkness. And they use fear tactics against people and even against God. Because when you try to use fear tactics against God's people, that's how you're treating the Lord too. You can't separate the way you treat man from the way you treat God. So if you love man, you love God. If you love God, you love man. If you worship God in spirit and in truth, then you love his people just like you love them. Everybody can't worship in spirit and in truth because they don't love God. You have to love God to worship him in spirit and in truth. You got to be sincere. And if you got animosity against people and don't reject the animosity, you can't worship God in spirit and in truth. It's phony. And people, God understands that We don't want sin in our life. And he works with us. I'm just pointing out something that's much easier to do. If you reject darkness, you can drive it out of your life and you can free, you can learn so easy. I've seen people try to learn from God and they can't because they don't reject the darkness. They turn to God for help. But they didn't drive out the Canaanites. God didn't say, don't go to Canaan land. He didn't tell the Jews to go to Canaan land and go there and to possess the land, but you can compromise with the, don't like what they're doing, just don't do what they're doing and just let them stay there. He said, drive they behind out. Reject them from being on the property, all of them, and don't make deals with them. This is our visual. This is the best visual we have. And if you do allow them to stay, they're going to be like thorns in your side and smoke in your eyes. He was telling the truth. God didn't lie to him. If you allow sin somewhere, if you allow darkness, if you try to go along to get along, laugh at discolored jokes, then what are you suggesting? You have to reject the darkness. And it has to be true. You walk in love with people and it has to be true. If you love God and you love his ways, you love his will, then you love his people too. If you can worship, if you worship God in spirit and in truth, then you love his people just like you love him. That's the test. So when you follow him and go forward doing his word, you can do what he does. You can live just like King Jesus. You can operate no different in the things of God. You don't have to be like others. And guess what? Over time, you're going to learn things and people, and you're going to speak with greater wisdom. Proud people cannot stand it. They're going to find a way to not be around you in a very nice way. But you will attract wise people that see. And they're going to want to be around you. They don't be surprised at how old or young they may be. The wisest people are going to find a way to come around. And sometimes it's important to just take time with people that come around because they sense God in you. I desire, I love friends and I love company. But everybody don't like the same things. You know, the language of God. Some people love it, some people not so much. But God loves us all. He cares about us all. And he wants us to go forward. He wants us to understand. I want to understand. I want my life to be just like Jesus' life. I want to do whatever Jesus did. I want to understand all that I can absorb from him. And do all that's in his heart. So rejecting evil, rejecting darkness, is just as important as receiving light, receiving the counsel of God, the whole counsel of God. We can do these. You're getting rid of your interference. And when you get rid of interference, you can thrive. And then when the Lord says something, you'll receive it and not reject it. But if you don't reject the darkness, it'll cause you to reject the light eventually. But if you reject the darkness, then you won't have the interference. And when you sense the light, when you see the light, when the Lord speaks to you, you'll be able to absorb it. You'll be able to go forward with what God said. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. and Savior and King. And he rejected the darkness.